Hey everybody, happy Monday, whoa, happy reverb, and welcome to 120 minutes of, what do we have 120 minutes of tonight, Mr. Stillhead?
I don't know, I'm still reeling about the fact that I'm sitting next to Jack right now.
I know, it's crazy. It's been so long since we actually did the show from the same place. I'm going to have to get some confirmation on this, but I think there might be something up, and Mr. Stillhead's mic might be a little liver than mine. Maybe not, though. Maybe he just has a more powerful carrying voice. Anyway, welcome to the first show of the new year. Mr. Skullhead is back in town, done with all of his travel for last year at least. And we're planning on spending a lot of time fielding a lot of complaints about the No Pants Trophy.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I want to say real quick that the KOL London meet completely rocked my socks off, and many, many thanks to Soul Cake and Cheeky Jazz for putting that whole thing together and for doing those things that they did so well.
Yep.
Wasn't really going anywhere.
I will, one of these days, I will plan my own trip to London to meet all the people I didn't get to meet for the little Crimbo thing. Actually, to London and all of the UK, because I plan on seeing every single town in the UK in 2 weeks.
There's only like five.
I know, that's what I figured. I mean, it's so small. It's like, I mean, nobody would balk if I said I plan to see every single town in Rhode Island over the course of 2 weeks, because you could probably pull that off. I don't know if I'd be more or less likely to get mugged or stabbed in the UK than Rhode Island.
You wouldn't get shot, though.
That's true, because nobody in the UK has guns. If there's anything that Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels has taught me, it's that no one has guns there.
So that movie was actually about somebody who worked as a cooper and worked so fast that the barrels kept catching fire?
Yeah, it was weird, and they had to put him in stocks and lock them to slow him down enough to make barrels that weren't already on fire.
So this is going to be tricky, because usually when we're doing a show and Jick will say something, I'll nod, and then I'll realize, you know, he can't see me nodding, nor can the people on the radio, so then I'll just say something. But now that he can see me nodding, I don't know, we may have to get some video of the show so that I can get my full participation points.
I should get some blinders, actually. That way I would not be able to see it, because I'm also being distracted by his Adonis-like physique. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess we can just jump into the questions. I would imagine that we're going to have a good contingent of questions tonight. And plus, like I said last time I was on the radio, now is the time when we can finally get back to the content-free rambling that you guys are accustomed to on Monday nights, where we just argue about Harry Potter and stuff. Which, you know, I've missed that. Anyway, a few questions from, it looks like, the end of my last show. Slapshot579 says, the account 1337, the level 18 accordion thief, is still there. Yeah, it wasn't until a while after that I decided to stop allowing numbers at the beginning of account names. So there are a few that are held over. And I would imagine 1337 is probably owned by somebody who's making sure that it doesn't get deleted, because it's super cool.
I think that's one of the old ones. The accordion thief for Pie Monkey or Icha or one of those kids.
Yeah, one of the what was their clan? The Elite Snacksaurs.
Yeah.
I think they got that. And they also got an account, I think they managed to get 13337 or something. That actual player ID. I would imagine that this year will be the year that we hit a million on the player IDs.
We can only hope.
There'll be a large number of multis. You know what I found out today, and I'm not sure that I actually told you about this, Mr. Skullhead, is that JS Games did their top games of 2005 voting thing, and we came in at number 6 on JS Games' top web games of 2005. The only things that were ahead of us were two of the Grows, the two Hapland games, and Samurost, which I feel pretty happy about being even in the same league as those guys, much less butting right up against them. You ever play any of those?
Only the two Grow games, which my experience with those has been, like, marvel at the way that they're put together, do you know, spend a couple of hours messing with them and then just figure, I want to see everything and I'm going to quit playing this in a minute. So right. Looking up spoilers. The RPG one was fantastic.
Yeah, the RPG one was well, before, they did that little Christmas one that only had 6 elements, so Riff and I just sat down and, or maybe it was Hot Stuff and I, actually just sat down and played it until we solved it, which I think we could have used the methods that we employed there to solve one of the earlier ones. It just would have taken 10 times as long.
Yeah.
But the RPG one was the only one that, for some reason, like, the content there was just compelling enough to make it so I was willing to play through the entire thing. But still, very, very interesting. The guy, he also did that weird whack-a-mole game. I forget what it's called, but it's the other game on his site where it's like this weird whack-a-mole game using the number pad, and there's like 9 different spots where stuff pops up, but hitting stuff fast gets you coins and stuff, and you use the coins to buy power-ups to your mole-whacking hammer. And so,
wow.
It's the kind of thing that, I mean, it, for me at least, you can play it once because it takes a long time to get the power-ups. I mean, you just kind of want to see what they are, but I should donate some money to that guy.
There's
model we use.
There's kind of a whack-a-mole thing on, I just got Mario Party 7 because I'm 6 years old. And there's a mic game that has just a numeric field that things come across, and you shout a number. And I discovered that my voice does not register with the mic at all, because, you know, it's a game made for 6-year-olds. So I would say 4, and it would hit 9, and I'd say 2, and it would hit 1, and I'd say fuck you, and it would hit like 8, and then 3. So, to add to my shame at playing Mario Party, I now have to sit there going, 4, 7, 6.
I didn't have any issue. Like, I played when I bought the last Mario Party, which I bought it, played it once, and now it's here in the office. I guess occasionally people decide to have their own little Mario Party, but it came with a mic, and there was the mic game where you'd, like, there were all those little things running around, and you would tell them which direction to go. Like, the other players were trying to catch all these little Goombas, and you would say left, and they would all run to the left, and you would say down, and they would all run down, and that seemed to work alarmingly well at the voice recognition for that, so I didn't have those problems with it.
Maybe I just shouldn't play it drunk. Yeah, 4s sound a lot like 9s when I'm drunk.
That's true. I mean, a lot of times...
Fine.
I'd be like, give me 5, and you would be like, what? And then punch me in the nuts, because you thought I said something else. Like, give me 2 punches in the nuts, because that's what my 5s sound like.
So you just had me thinking that give me 2 means you just slap nut sacks together, and if that's the case, I don't want to ever give you 2.
Yeah, I don't want you to ever give me 2. Let's see. Looking. Flat Luigi says, could we please have an option to change the colors of KOL after you don't need to color code it? You know, a lot of people are requesting that, but the problem with that is the things that are currently blue now are blue because they're, like, generated by code that doesn't know what player you are, like the Hollow Record stuff. So, I mean, yeah, I could presumably make it so you color coded, you know, you could pick what color you wanted all the KOL windows to be, but it would there would still be a lot of stuff that was just the default blue. I think that I'm just going to change everything back to blue and be done with it, because it doesn't need to be green. I see what people are saying about the high contrast being kind of painful with that.
Was that more so you could tell what was on the server?
That was entirely because I changed that one function since I had to rebuild all the code on the new dev server anyway, just so that I would be aware of. Not that I couldn't tell, because if I'm on the one that's just running blindingly fast, it's the new server. If I'm on the one that takes me 10 minutes to test anything, it's the old server. But
you know what KOL has needed for a while now though are skins.
That's true.
It should
be
skinnable.
Yeah. You know, what I kind of wanted to do at one point in the early development was figure out a way to make it so every window in the game was on a piece of paper like the main map is.
Hmm.
I thought that would be cool, but then I couldn't really figure out a way to do it without having to just, like, stretch some image for the sides. And it would also force everybody, it would force it all into, like, a particular resolution. And it just ended up being, like, kind of technically irritating to do, so I never bothered messing with it. And I think it's okay the way it is.
You know that was interesting. Somebody posted in the 2006 things they'd like to see thread that they wanted everything to be already there on the map. And just if you try to enter in certain places, it just gives you some kind of funny message. Because they said that they were thinking that a lot of people start playing and go, oh, there's only two zones. This is a tiny game, and quit.
Yeah.
But I don't know, because I don't know if it comes across, but the mechanism is that you're looking at a map. You're not looking at a microcosm of the world.
Right.
And stuff gets drawn on the map. I think the council makes that pretty clear early on.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. I mean, I feel like enough stuff opens in the beginning that people expect that every space will be filled in. I mean...
Well, maybe the Oriole could mention that.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. It's like, you know, you see a few things on your main map, you'll figure out new places to go as time goes by. I don't know, I feel like enough stuff unlocks in your first day of play that in general we get people back for a second day.
Uh-huh.
You know, especially now that the Oriole tells you get more turns the second day. It'll be really interesting to see what happens to retention rates now with the... I feel like the new tutorial is something we should have done a long, long time ago.
And the new servers are very, very nice.
Yeah, I'm happy with them. In fact, one of them is down and nobody even noticed.
Wow.
We got some crazy redundancy going on. There was some kind of... And this, I'm amazed that it took this long for it to happen, actually, just because I never expect anything to go right. But there's some kind of hardware issue with the fifth web server in there. That everybody was pretty much gone from the data center over the holidays, so they'll be taking a look at that tomorrow and probably just replacing the machine. It's nice having warranties. But, yeah, so this right now, we're working at, like, 80% capacity and have been for the last, like, 3 days. The other thing, it was neat. I was logged into the dev server working on stuff, and I got this notification. WW5, like, file system journaling I.O. error. And I'm like, whoa, crap. And I went over to WW5, and like, yes, it was fucked up. And I knew about it immediately because of the way that they've got it all put together. I was worried about how much it was costing us to pay these guys to do this work to begin with, but it is absolutely worth it. It's a joy to work on this stuff now because of the just really nice way in which they've got everything put together. Lambie Pie 2 says, silly thing, but maybe the money-making game should be called the meat-making game. I like the money-making game reference to the Legend of Zelda guy.
Now, Calaton says, and this is a decent idea, can you publicly list the top 50 winners and losers, maybe not top 50, but top 10 for the MMG, and also the top 3 winning and losing streaks?
Something like that
would be fun.
It would be difficult to, unless we did some tracking, it would be difficult to do the streak thing now, because it's not really, I guess we could generate some kind of table going through every single bet for everybody, but that'd be a little resource prohibitive, I think. But the top 10 and the top 10 winners and top 10 losers might not be a bad weird leaderboard. People had also suggested, you know, and I've always wanted to do this, but I never have, and this will probably figure into later conversations that we have as we get to yesterday's and today's questions. But I've always wanted there to be, like, we talked a long time ago about a trophy for being good at PvP and a trophy for being bad at PvP that were just kind of mutually exclusive. And it might be cool to have, this, I don't know if this would piss people off or not. I obviously don't have a good sense of whether people are going to be pissed off about specific things or not. But having a, you know, if you've lost 100,000 meat total in the money making game, you get a trophy, and if you've won 100,000, you get a trophy. It's just impossible to do that on purpose, really. You know,
seems like it should be higher than that, though.
You know,
you know what? There should be a trophy, the PvP trophy. You should log in some night at like 2 a.m. and say, hey, everybody break your hippie stone right now. Then everybody who breaks their hippie stone right then would get a Simon Says trophy.
I know in that thread where everybody's bitching about the trophy, one guy said, like, this can't have been something he did spur of the moment. This was obviously something that was in planning for at least a couple of days. No, no, no. It was very much, I was really drunk. somebody noticed that I was logged into the game, and they sat down at my desk and started talking as me. So I'm like, hey, get out of my chair. And I sat down and I made a system message about Happy New Year's and you should take off your pants. And then I think Armac yelled out, you should give a trophy to everybody who took off their pants just then. And I'm like, okay. So everybody blame Armac.
Yeah, totally.
Raffle. All right. Anyway, so yeah, no, it was very much done in a blurry 10 minutes and not something that we planned out ahead of time.
Although
the trophy's totally reused artwork.
You know, if we rolled back everything we've done to the game while drunk, how much game would we have?
Yeah, probably not very much. In the Pickle Factory, I went to the bar, I sat down, ate some soup and had about 4 beers, wrote down all the Pickle Factory stuff, and then went home and coded it. And, yeah, so that wouldn't have been there. And everybody loves the Pickle Factory, even though it's something that obviously caters to high-level people.
We should bring the Pickle Factory back, but have it scale to be just slightly too hard, no matter what your stats are.
That's an excellent idea. Feneldar says, I was reading a book and your arch nemesis was in it, Somerset Lopez. Is it a reference or is it another coincidence?
Holy
now,
crap.
That is a ridiculous coincidence. Somerset Lopez was like, I think I did something that was like the names and jobs of all of the asymmetric staff back when all the asymmetric staff was fictional. And El Perezoso webmaster, I made an anagram out of it, which ended up Beware Somerset Lopez. Just decided that Somerset Lopez was... Wow, it seems like... So we've got 61 results in Google for Somerset Lopez. The first many are just me. It's like there's some high school football player from San Antonio named Somerset Lopez.
Lopez Somerset, apparently.
What, really?
Yeah, it's Somerset, comma Lopez.
Oh, Lope.
No, those are all just last names.
Oh, so I see.
Something weird's going on.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, I don't know. I there isn't really a Somerset Lopez.
Yeah, Feneldar, drop us a line. Tell us what book that is.
Yeah, no kidding, because I'm going to buy that book. KOL Goddess says, since you seem to like 11 so much, I'll give you an 11 fact. It took Tony Hawk 11 tries to successfully land the 900. Yeah, but how many tries did it take him to successfully fuckface the sick pipe?
I really think that it wouldn't have taken him as many tries if he would have just put in the cheat code to turn off gravity.
That's true.
Because I've done like a 2,500, you know, 3,000 kind of thing.
I remember how excited I was the first time the first million point combo that I got in Tony Hawk 3.
Yeah.
Because I remember, you know, a couple days before that, just screaming at the controller because I couldn't figure out how to do, like, the stuff you had to do for the tutorial. That game has taught me that it's possible to really like things with really steep learning curves.
I don't know. I need to play more 3 because I'm learning on 1 and 2. 3 is 3 times as fast, and then the whole, what is the name of the thing you do in between ramps?
The manual.
The manual.
Where you pop up on one wheel.
Is entirely different. I'm used to having 3 or 4 seconds of time on the top of every ramp to do aerial tricks, and that's where all the points come from in 1 and 2. But once you get a processor that can kind of render almost real physics, it's just damn near impossible.
Because if there's one thing that the Tony Hawk series has, it is almost real physics.
Well, that's why I said almost. Yeah. I mean, it realer than going up, getting like 3 or 4 seconds of hang time at the top of every pipe.
That's true. You were, I was poonzored Mr. Skullhead at multiplayer Tony Hawk 3 because he was trying to get all of his points through combos in the air, and mine was all just these ridiculous grind tricks, chains. Yeah. Feneldar says, how come the Kickback Cookbook isn't an offhand item and 3 times as powerful yet? Well, it's going to become an offhand item and 2 times as powerful, so don't be careful what you wish for. I mean, do be careful what you wish for. Don't be careless what you wish for.
Right.
Right now. Gorblax also says, Happy New Year! What's your resolution? Why, it's 1280 by 1024, which is the native resolution of my monitors. What do you plan to accomplish in KOL this year? Well, I'm going to nerf every item to the point where it's completely useless. I'm going to favor the exploiters. Going to arbitrarily hand out rewards to people to piss off collectors. What do you hope to accomplish, Mr. Skullhead?
I wanted to try to be even more secluded and insular, if I can. I thought that I would make a chat channel that only I have access to.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and I would just sit in there and, like, spank myself, you know?
Awesome.
Yeah.
I think both of our New Year's resolution is to get more naked pictures of the female KOL player base sent to our forum PM accounts. Raffle.
So is that one of the things that you say, like, no, dude, we're totally joking, and then just sit back and wait for the forum PMs to roll in?
I don't know. I was drinking when I said that.
Well, Jake doesn't like naked women, but
that's
you
true.
Know, you
that's
can
true.
Always send them to me.
Oh, boy. Pachinkoid, which I always read as Pachinko Kid. hey, Jake, how many people weren't wearing pants at New Year, and more importantly, how many ascended before buying the trophy? The ascending before buying the trophy thing was a bug, and that prompted Xenophobe to change the way some of that stuff worked in a way that is actually really handy and is going to be expanded into some other ways of making things run a little bit more efficiently. It's cool now we don't... Like, we can optimize stuff not because we have to, but because we want to. It's takes all the pressure off. I want to say that when I added that flag, there were, like, 50,000 accounts that were eligible for the trophy.
Mm.
Like, I mean, something like a third of the players that existed at any given time. I mean, a lot of them, I'm sure, were just newbies. Like, I'm sure every unactivated account wasn't wearing any pants, so it's, you know...
What's funny is some of the people who were complaining loudly about not getting it logged onto one of their multis and found that they did get it in the multi.
You know, getting it on a multi. Then. Yeah. Gorblack says, way to screw over anyone who didn't live in Midnight is at 4 in the morning land. Well, since that's not a real place, I don't think anyone lives there. Hippiegriff says, the What is Ascension fact should probably be linked to from the documentation screen. This might help increase the game's retention rate. If new players knew that there was a huge chunk of cool new content after they beat the game the first time, it might provide more incentive for them to actually stick around. Unless there's something somewhere that I'm missing, new players wouldn't even know about the Ascension content if they never went into chat or the forums. My idea on that is that new players don't necessarily want to be bombarded with information about the late game complexities. Although the surest way to make sure that no one ever sees something is to link to it in the documentation, so
true.
I'm not sure that's a big concern. Hippiegriff says, looks like you guys decided to finally prove that this game is not for kids as I keep getting fisted in the arse by elves.
Are there a... I wrote all of the elf attack messages, and I don't think that I wrote any of that. Are you, by chance, reading J.R.R. Tolkien slash fiction while you're playing and confusing the two?
That seems pretty likely.
I wonder if there is Tolkien slash fiction that's not stuff based on Tolkien's work, but just, like, Tolkien and C.S. Lewis making out.
I don't know, but I think you should write some.
While C.S. Lewis says, I love your fantasy world, and J.R.R. Tolkien says, I hate yours.
Well, really, did J.R.R. Tolkien hate C.S. Lewis?
No, they liked each other, but he hated that Narnia had different mythologies in it, like had centaurs and witches and Santa Claus. It's just like, you know, you have to make your own mythology and have it be all consistent, but that was not the case. Yes, that's been a... Like, every news article I've read about Narnia mentions that for some reason.
Weird. I'm trying to gather data to answer this question about which... Are there more account names with disco in them or pasta in them? And listening to me type queries is a lot of fun. So we got... For disco, we got 485 plus 361, and for pasta, we've got 333 plus... isn't it nice that these queries run really, really fast? Looks like pasta is the clear winner here, with 865 as opposed to 826. Yeah, more pastas. Gorblack says, rumor going around that Canadianity reduces meat drops. True? I don't know what that rumor's all about. Mr. Skullhead, Race K2 would like to know, what is the G-spot?
It's, the place where all the homies hang out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Bobbert 5064 says, how is the load distributed among the web servers? Does the load get distributed evenly, or does it fill one server up before sending people to the next? The way that it works is there's a script running in an infinite loop that clears out the like online table for when people log off and stuff. And also, every 10 seconds, it checks to see how many people are logged into each web server and causes www.kingdomofloathing.com to start redirecting to the one with the fewest people logged into it. So it's not so much checking the load, because it's only, it can't see what people are doing, it can only see who's logged in, but it tends to, the load tends to be distributed relatively evenly based on, like right now we can just run this single command and see what the load averages look like on all of the machines at once, and they all tend to be within 5-10% of each other. read questions.
Well, Clubber's Leet says the description text for Not Yetis reads that they are extremely powerful, that they are outmatched only by the fiendish landings of Not. This isn't true. Giants, constellations, and topiary golems are more powerful. That was referring to only, like, in the land of Not.
Yeah.
The Yetis are only slightly less powerful than this landings. And he also writes, would we ever be able to fight Not's landings? There's content for that, but whether it goes in or not, anybody's guess.
Indeed. Bob the Destroyer says, just to add on to the existing messages are getting on the same topic, dumbass idea, Jick. Stop being a weenor and post in the trophy thread already. Also, please never bullshit people about how you don't want to favor certain time zones again. You know, it had nothing to do with me favoring certain time zones. What I mean is I don't want there to be game mechanics that specifically advantage people who play closer or further away from rollover. It's irritating to me that people are citing me having said that as a reason why I shouldn't have done this thing with the No Pants trophy, not because I feel like they're pointing out a flaw or an inconsistency in my reasoning, but because it doesn't make any goddamn sense. Like, it
wasn't at midnight that you did that.
No,
either.
It was at like 1:40 or something. So,
yeah, I mean, not to mention the fact there are people in the UK who are logged on right now, and any time I log in at 7 or 8 o'clock, there are people that in the UK that are logged on, even though it's 3 and 4 in the morning over there. So, to assume that, for one thing, it was midnight local time when that happened is a fallacy. To assume that only people who are in a certain time zone would have been logged on at that point is a fallacy. And to assume that we were somehow favoring people by giving them a stupid trophy is a fallacy as well.
You know, it's like too much of my time is spent talking myself out of putting stuff in the game because it would be unbalanced or make people mad, and I feel like everyone would rather have us put more stuff in than spend all of our time talking ourselves out of putting stuff in because we're afraid that it will advantage certain people. The thing is, something like this, I don't even consider the extent to which it provides an advantage for one group of players over another, because it provides no advantage in any way to anyone. What I don't get is, like, the things that I feel we need to balance are the things that actually have an impact on gameplay. Like, if I don't know, man. It still boggles my mind that people were pissed off about the way that we implemented the cure to the plague. You know, it goes to show that anything you do is going to piss off a certain number of people, and that there's really just nothing we can do about that. I mean, it was a dumb joke. It wasn't all that funny, the trophy. That's the one argument that I actually feel holds a little bit of water in that thread is like, well, you know, this would be fine if it was actually funny. And, you know, I agree. It seemed funny at the time, but so did inviting the pizza guy to the New Year's Eve party, and then he turned out to be creepy. And, it was awesome. He came with some pizzas, and he had two bags. We took one of the bags while he was outside, like, having a beer, and hid it in the closet. And then he left and came back to the party later, not realizing that we had actually taken one of his bags, and he found it in the closet, and his conclusion was that we were a bunch of vampires and he was not the first pizza guy that we had played upon. And was apparently kind of serious about that. I had gone home by that point, but yeah, anyway. I was drunk. I decided, spur of the moment, to put in this trophy for a bunch of people, pretty much selected at random, and you know what? If you didn't get it, just deal with it. You can't get all the trophies. If everyone could get every trophy, it wouldn't mean anything to have trophies.
Well, no, it means that you went to the spoiler site and you got the list of trophies and you methodically worked your way through them as a task in game. You know, it's weird. Somebody was complaining about the thing, and when I said that about not affecting gameplay, they said, well, for collectors, getting trophies is part of gameplay. And I have to maintain that no, it's not. It doesn't affect your stats or your meat or your progress through the game, so therefore it does not affect gameplay to have a trophy or not have one.
Well, I mean, I can see what they're saying, that it is something that they care about, and it's a way in which they get enjoyment out of the game, but I mean, the thing is...
If your enjoyment of collecting the trophies is spoiled by having a trophy you can't get, then it was just a matter of time.
Yeah,
before that was gonna
happen. You were playing a game at which it was impossible to succeed. You know, there was a lot of criticism about what Mr. Skill had said in that post about, like, well, you know, basically what he said was that if you don't play the game the way we want you to play the game, then we don't care about you. And that's absolutely not true, but there are limits. People, if your way of playing the game is to constantly emote raping children in the chat, then yes, we don't care about the way that you have fun, and we're going to stop you from doing it. I mean, just because I know how Mr. Skullhead likes it when I come up with ridiculous examples to try and prove a point.
Oh, when we agree and you're using ridiculous examples, that's fine.
Yeah. But it's just, you know, this is a bad game for collectors. You can get a lot of stuff, but you can't get it all because the game is constantly in a state of flux. We're constantly adding new stuff and we're constantly taking stuff away, and that's what makes it interesting, that you can't get everything. You can't get all the familiars anymore. Actually, you probably still could if you had an infinite amount of meat.
Yeah, that's
at least one of each. But I mean, only 30 or 40 people could get all of the familiars right now if they wanted to.
Yep, you can get all of the familiars that are available when you start playing and into perpetuity, and that's got to be good enough. I don't know, like somebody said, since I personally am not a collector, I will never understand the way that, you know, how pissed off they are, and that's true. I'm not a collector, but I understand that there are collectors in our game, and I also understand that you and that Jick and I have repeatedly said this is a bad game for collectors. You didn't just find out it's a bad game for collectors when that trophy came out. So, I just don't know.
I mean, they talk about how there's just a huge difference between this trophy, which was kind of handed out at random, and, say, this stupid trophy, which was only handed out to people who were there when Ascension rolled live. But I don't see the distinction. I mean, I don't see a fundamental... Like, and you know, maybe this is going to piss people off, this statement, but I don't see a fundamental difference between people who were here a year ago and people who are here now. You know, like, I don't think being around for something is any more of an accomplishment than happening to be on the winning end of a die roll for something. I don't know. Maybe that's completely wrong. It was a randomly distributed souvenir. The thing is about this. This is no different at all than getting the message from Cristobal Colon on Columbus Day. It was done completely at random to people who were in chat at a specific time.
The people were arguing that with that it's an item, which we've already established that items are kind of arbitrary and nobody's trying to collect them all. But still, I mean, what Jick and I were talking about earlier is the point that I tried to make, that every single trophy, when it was implemented, was for doing something kind of arbitrary and stupid. And that was the point of trophies, that you got them for doing weird, you know, arbitrary and stupid things, like eating 227 fettuccine and Connors. So the only reason that it doesn't seem like it is that these trophies have been kind of codified and collected into spoiler sites. So it seems like it's a list of things that you logically do to get trophies, but they're not. And, you know, I'm kind of with some of the people in that thread that said it's good to see something that you couldn't get just by visiting spoiler sites and just kind of seeking out this knowledge from other sources. So, yeah, I don't know. People complain that somebody said this was a Neopets move. Like, we've totally jumped the shark. We've become this weird, you know, this company that just does this shit. But if we were a major corporation, we wouldn't do shit like that. You know, Neopets cannot just put in random stuff to fuck with the people who play Neopets because they're too big. Since it's just the two of us, you know, the staff here, we can do whatever the hell we want, and that seems to be what people like about the game. So I don't think that you want us to stop doing that and, you know, only put in trophies that can be achieved by figuring out the mechanism and taking action. I just think that would be dull.
Yeah, I'm not sure what exactly it was that made this similar to the Neopets move either. Like, I didn't really get that.
Yeah.
Riff thinks that the phrase "jump the shark" has jumped the shark because he's tired of hearing about that.
You know what they say? The new one coming up is "jump the couch" for Tom Cruise's weird couch jumping thing that he did on Oprah Winfrey.
Huh.
So he, like, took off his shoes and got up on the couch and started jumping up and down about how much he loves Katie Holmes.
Hmm.
And since then, Tom Cruise has been totally lame.
And pretty sure he was
just since
this.
Then.
Yeah. Gleeb says, January, Mr. Item. You forgot, didn't you? No, I was waiting for Mr. Skullhead to get here. We'll work on it tomorrow.
Yeah, there are holes in the Crimbo stuff, too, that I want to fill in. And that was primarily due to me going, hey, I have this great idea for Crimbo, and then we all kind of got together and wrote two-thirds of it, and then I went off on vacation.
And everyone just disappeared and left me to work all of Christmas instead of hanging out with my loved ones.
You spent Christmas with your mom, didn't you?
Fuck you all.
I spent Christmas Eve with your mom.
Oh. Yeah. That was pretty sneaky. You managed to come from... you weren't in... Where were you? California?
Yeah.
And make it in there and... and out without me even noticing. Professor Tank says, Jick and Scully, a little while ago someone suggested that there should be new unlockable shopkeepers in the mall. What happened to this? It's just something we haven't gotten around to messing with yet. You know, when I first put in the mall store, I was like, I'm going to put in these placeholder images for mall stores. And that was like 2 years ago or 2.5 years ago, and they're still placeholders. But nobody noticed, I guess.
I think people just assumed that they were meant to be game pictures and, you know, blah,
yeah.
Blah. I can't think of anything we put in there that wouldn't be game art, though.
Yeah, I mean, I figured I would just draw a bunch of extra buildings, you know, that said store on them, or one that said cafe, or one that, you know, that different kinds of stuff. Are we in the middle of rollover now? I think we are. I think I've just screwed myself by trying to reload this question thing. Apparently I got the story backwards about it being Armax idea. I don't know what the story was there. Whoops. Yeah, damn it.
Wait, so Armax was its idea?
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Griffin P. says, it must be asked, will the Crimbo toys from this year be available next year? Almost certainly not.
That's the whole deal with the temporary things are getting temporary. They go away.
The whole thing with contemporary things is that they're very contemporary.
Hmm.
Jumbo Brian says, hey, JNS, I haven't been playing for a while, 5 months plus, but the new servers make things faster, so I'm back, and everything is just as awesome as I remember. Thanks for everything. Well, you're welcome for everything. We did it just for you, Jumbo Brian. Clubbersleet says, Jick, I remember your surprised reaction in a previous radio show when the discussion of Heart versus Spade versus Diamond versus Club first hit the scene here at KOL. Are you as surprised at the reaction to the 10-minute window for the Pantsless Trophy? I don't know. I mean, after I did it, everybody was like, man, that's going to piss people off. And yeah. I was like, yeah. Whatever. And, yeah. He then says, Mr. Skullhead, I enjoyed reading your opinions on the pantsless matter in the forums. Does Jick agree with you? Yeah, absolutely.
And I was surprised when I logged in and saw that there was a new trophy that a couple of people had. Jessarfly ended up with it because she was still naked from getting ready to ascend.
Yeah.
But I was super surprised when I logged into the forums and saw the reaction. It's just
four pages of screaming.
Yeah, 14 actually. Before Grimlock locked it.
Well, but no. There's a single thread that's for all of the new trophies. I don't think they started talking about this one until like page 11 or something.
I was also surprised that JLE started that new thread, but didn't post anything about how we ruined the game. So thanks, JLE.
He's probably busy.
Yeah, we kid JLE.
Ashland asks, when will the DNS propagation be completed? It should already be. I can't imagine it taking longer. Because I did it a couple days ago, or maybe it was yesterday. It was either yesterday or the day before, and it's supposed to go in, 2 hours. Bob5150 says, how about having foot awareness? It would be cool to have shoes, too. Well, there are some shoes in the game. Well, there's insoles that go into no shoes.
Right. I think we established that those just kind of... You just kind of paste those onto your feet.
Yeah, all right. They have some sort of adhesive backing that is infinitely refreshing in its stickiness.
Mr. Innsberger91 says, what is the deal with clans? Nothing... he's apparently Jerry Seinfeld. What is the deal with clans? Nothing makes a certain clan any different than any other. They all have the same stuff.
That is an issue that... I agree with, and would like for there to be, the change a long time ago to the way that the clan buffs and stuff, the stat boosts work, was meant to sort of allow clans to differentiate themselves in certain ways based on what they use their day's worth of clan buffs on. But there'll be more stuff. That's something we've been talking about a lot and trying to sort of come up with. Grains of ideas that will turn into pearls of wonderful clan goodness.
One thing that I'd love to see in there, just a really minor, is a way to flag your clan as currently accepting or not accepting applications.
Huh.
I've noticed people, including my clan, are doing that in their credo, which seems kind of rude and can kind of ruin your credo if you're doing something.
Just a flag that wouldn't let people apply to your
clan. Well, no. It wouldn't stop them from applying, but when they pulled up the clan, it would have, the credo and then say, this clan is currently not accepting applications. Hmm. But then people who knew that they were welcome in your clan could still apply.
Right.
I'm sure there are more people than I could think of to put on my whitelist that I wouldn't mind having in the clan.
Yeah, that's true. James K. Polka says, will the No Pants trophy ever be available again?
No.
Never. Bro Dizzle says, the only reason I feel the No Pants trophy was unfair is that you could only get it if you were online for that instant the message came up. Maybe if it had been something that had appeared in your campsite and stayed for a day or two, it would have been more fair. That wasn't the case. There were not 50,000 people logged on at the moment that I said that, but there were 50,000 people that got the trophy.
The majority of the people that got the trophy, I think it's safe to say, were not online for that instant that the message came up. I understand the mentality here where people were thinking, God, if we'd only known that he would randomly give out a No Pants trophy, we would have unequipped our pants every night before we went, before we quit playing, and so we'd be sure to get that trophy. And that is the kind of mentality that is always going to kind of bump up against our mentality, which is we want stuff that people can't plan for.
Have you turned into Mr. Whitley? You just used the word mentality twice in one
but
sentence.
No, because I used it in proper context. So.
Yeah. We had this teacher in high school who the way a lot of people say he said mentality, and it was just really strange. I clocked him at 36 utterances of the word mentality in one 50-minute class period once, the one day I decided to keep track of it.
Wow, that's nearly 40 mph.
Yeah. Batty Doom says, hey, Jick and maybe Scully, are you planning to have Crimbo Town again, but with new content? And what is your favorite video game? Jick, what is your favorite joke in KOL? We will have Crimbo Town again with new content. My favorite video game, it changes a lot, but more often than not, I will say that my favorite video game is Loom, the old LucasArts adventure. What about you, Mr. Skizzle Hizzle?
Well, I would say that there is going to be something new and interesting for Crimbo next year, and what it is we'll tell you on Crimbo next year.
Yep.
It's really...
Or maybe a week before, like we did this time.
I thought it was very cool, though, to see that people were already speculating about next Crimbo. So just nice to see everybody excited and planning on sticking around for a year.
It's also really nice to have set this precedent that we're going to have to outdo ourselves again. Because we,
instead of just handing out some items, fucking zone in there. You know, Pilot Wing 64 is my favorite video game, and no one understands the way I rock.
Yeah, it's
someday, you know, maybe Nintendo Revolution will have a downloadable Pilot Wing 64.
I mean, I played it once. I'm like, oh, okay, so you're some guy with jetpack boots trying to bounce into some big glowing spot. I mean, it's a friggin' flight simulator. Like, I want to shoot aliens if I'm
flying something,
you know?
There are levels of that where you can shoot missiles, but, you know, it was a flight simulator that was simple enough that I actually played it, I think is what it is. I would probably like the super complex ones that use every key on your keyboard, but I would never, ever take the time to learn how to play them.
Yeah. You have to, you wrap yourself completely in monitors so that you can look out of the plane in every direction.
Because, you know, the best thing about pretending to fly an airplane is making sure you have enough fuel.
Yeah.
And you're getting, on course.
Getting proper clearance from the tower and stuff. That's woohoo! Like, that's the stuff that makes people want to be pilots.
Yeah, it would be like Grand Theft Auto, where the bulk of the game was just getting arrested and going through the judicial system.
Smoking Tongue says, my mouth is getting tired chewing gum one at a time. Any chance of a multi-use? Thanks. Yeah, yeah, one of these days.
Smoking Tongue, last word on this. And a lot of people are complaining about the Panthers trophy. Personally, I don't see why this wouldn't happen again next year. Something different might happen next year or might not.
Yeah, or might happen before next year. You never know, and we never know.
You know, you can never get a yellow traffic cone again because something slightly different happened every time.
Batty Doom says, has anyone randomly walked up to you and given you a marriage proposal because they love KOL? And what is the funniest thing anyone in real life told you because you made KOL? I think I've had a couple of offers to bear my children, but I didn't have any children. And even if I had, I wouldn't have really needed them carried anywhere. I don't know. The funniest thing anybody ever told me in real life, like, maybe that story about the moose that leapt out of the road entranced by Mr. Skullhead's voice.
Yep.
I don't know.
Immobilized moose.
Bunny of Handler says, you can't sell your rat whiskers to the pretentious artist if you don't finish his quest. Was this on purpose? Yes.
You can sell your rat whiskers to the pretentious artist?
Yeah. That's...
Wow.
A minor little quest. Because rather than take them out, I figured I'd make it so you could do something with them. He uses them to repair his paintbrushes, so he gives you, I don't know, like 3 times their auto sell or something. Hmm. I think they were quest items, so they didn't have an auto sell. But anyway. So if someone took Mr. Skullhead's advice, says Crystalina, taking a picture of themselves pantsless and sending it in, would that count? Not that I'd do it.
If you wouldn't do it, it totally wouldn't count.
If you wouldn't do it, it wouldn't count.
Yeah. Also, I don't have any power to hand out trophies, and nor would I.
You could try, though. Doom says, why doesn't the Fez of Etymology provide protection from bad spelling damage? It would certainly make sense. Yeah, it's probably not a bad idea. Firestorm Zero says, is there going to be any extra content for the upcoming Valentine's Day and Sneaky Pete's Day events like there was for Feast of Boris and Halloween? I think yes on both counts. I put in another 7 Valentines that Mr. Skullhead wrote, I think, for the last time Valentine's Day was supposed to roll around.
Yep.
But, I mean, nothing major, just more funny, more poems, which are gonna become available in, like, an hour here. Yeah, and I was thinking that while Mr. Skullhead's here, we would talk about doing something a little different for Sneaky Pete's Day this year, since I feel like those are maybe getting a little stale. Although we're going to have to go get really drunk and wander around town having some more misadventures happen to us so that we can become inspired.
I think what it should be is if you hit the maximum drunkenness, you wake up with whatever you were wearing at rollover gone. Just completely vanished.
Just missing.
Irretrievably missing.
Wow, that's a good idea.
I mean, it would be like, you know, what I understand happens to some people in real life.
You could, I mean, that would be a good way to sync, like, you know, petrified time outfits. Yeah. Brain Thrice says, hey, why did you change how many bitch and meat cars you can have on? Because it made sense to change it. Gleeb says, hey, Scully, if you could have one superpower, what would it be?
I want to be a shapeshifter.
What would you shift into?
Shapes.
What kind of shapes?
Lots of shapes. They're okay celebrity females. And then I would just have a full-length mirror, and I'd never have to leave the house.
Di Vernon says, congratulations on making the gayest decision ever, i.e. the pantsless trophy at a ridiculous USA time. I have to say that that's not only not the gayest decision ever, that's not even the gayest decision I have ever made. I think the gayest decision I ever made was to wear that crotchless sailor suit to a bar I'd never been to before on Halloween last year.
Yeah, totally. And can we say again, I know that these are questions that were written before we started discussing it, but most of those trophies went to people who weren't logged in.
Yes, indeed. We got...
Ooh, new tattoo.
Disco Bandit tattoo from Sen. I'm a Disco Bandit forever now. Danger, hairy man legs. Wow, it's like all shaved around where the Disco Bandit is.
Well, yeah, you have to shave the hair off the...
Oh, do you?
Yeah, like if I got one in the middle of my chest, I would just have a big hole my chest hair.
I would be able to go in there and say, like, look, I don't have any chest hair. You could totally give me a tattoo of a heart over where my real heart is.
Well, they could do it, but then they'd probably just use tweezers for yours rather than a razor.
All right, because I do have, like, four chest hairs. Gleeb says, I did a little number crunching, and I believe that the Kingdom of Loathing calendar is in year 11. Seriously.
Hmm. That's interesting. So the actual game itself is set to turn 4 years old in late January, early February.
Is it or is it three?
Well, I think we've had three Crimbos.
Yeah.
A 304 and a 05.
Yeah, so which would mean this is the end of the third year that the game has been.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Three. Well, okay, you're right. It turns four because it's... Wait a minute. What now?
Did it start in February of 2002 or 2003? 2003.
It was. Was it? Yeah.
So okay. It is turning three.
2002. Yeah.
It's going to enter its fourth.
It's going to enter its
fourth. Right. Okay.
Yeah, so because how does that work with a baby? They're zero until they turn one.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So okay.
Never mind. It's really sad having to think about that. But, I don't know, it's like the mental equivalent of when you go to tie your shoes and you just realize you've forgotten how because you actually thought about it instead of just automatically doing it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, the only funny Garfield that I ever saw was one where, like, John asked Garfield, so when you walk, do you walk with, like, two legs at once alternating, or do they all go in sequence? And then Garfield just sits there like, great, now I can't move. Ha ha, Garfield. He hates Mondays. Melon Muncher again with the put melons in the game.
He says we have everything else, but then right above it is somebody petitioning for bananas.
Yeah, because we don't have bananas. The monkey script is still there.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if it's there on the live servers or not, but Boozerbear found it a while back, and it's an excellent way to just throw away a bunch of items right now.
So you want to line up some music?
Yeah, I think that might not be the worst idea. Because I really have to pee.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a toilet and some Chinese food waiting for me.
Yeah. And in fact, I might line up 15 minutes of music. What do you feel like listening to, Mr. Skullhead?
Dude. I wasn't going to say Genesis, but now that I see that you've got a bunch of Genesis...
Well, really?
I thought I would just make fun of you.
Yeah, let's listen to some Genesis, you cocksucker.
They're doing a reunion tour.
What do I have? I have Invisible Touch.
Jesus, He Knows Me is a good song.
And Land of Confusion. Well, they're all good songs. And let's see how long they are. 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 minutes and change.
Ladybugs.
We'll throw... I wonder if I have any Paul... Wait a minute.
Phil Collins?
Phil Collins, yeah. What the fuck?
Do you have any Tom Collins?
Any Paul Collins? Wow, do I not have any Phil Collins? How do I not have any Phil Collins when I love Phil Collins more than life itself? What goes good with Genesis? How about Peter Gabriel?
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't actually go so well with Genesis. How about Shock the Monkey?
Yeah,
I don't know. Jus sans frontiere. All right. So we'll see you guys in about 20 minutes.
Yep. Yay.
Jesus, he knows me. We'll be right back.
plays with Willie. Willie is happy again. Suki plays with Leo. Sasha plays with Brit. Adolf builds a bonfire. Enrico plays with it. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears. Chiang Ching's is blue. They all have hills to fly them on, except for Lin Taiyu. Dressing up in costumes, playing silly games, hiding out in treetops, shouting out rude names. Tears. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears.
Closing the show with a bunch of songs in a row by Exodus.
Or by Revelation?
Or Leviticus?
Sure.
We should start a band called Leviticus.
All our songs could be about how you shouldn't get tattoos or be gay.
Is that what Leviticus is all about?
It's a set of laws for the priests.
I see.
They can't get tattoos or be gay.
What was the book with Onan in it?
Onan, I don't know. But, you know, the sin of Onan was not masturbation.
No, it was pulling out.
Well, no, he did masturbate. Like, God said, hey, you impregnate this woman, and he masturbated instead of having sex with her. But that doesn't mean masturbation's a sin. It means if God tells you to impregnate someone, you better do it.
Yeah.
You know, case in
point. So he actually masturbated instead of having sex? I thought he just he had sex with her but pulled out.
It all it says is he spilled his seed on the ground. I don't know.
I mean, I guess if he had pulled out, it would have said he spilled his seed on her tits.
Yep.
So.
Keep your eye out for the asymmetric Bible.
Yeah. You know,
coming soon to a big burning fire near you.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Coming soon to a picket line outside our office near you. Zamfir Zam says, no, he doesn't. He says the same. How many people ended up with a no-pants trophy? I did not, but man, I think it's awesome that there are these little random events in KOL. Keeps it exciting. Keep doing them. That wasn't the question I meant to read. Sorry, Zen for Sam. No, but, you know. Where is the one?
It's the one about bandwidth that I can't
Tortucas?
See in front of me.
What's the average
Happy New Year. What's the average bandwidth used for one player for one day, says Tortuga. I'm hoping that somebody will do the math for me on this, because I dicked around with Google's conversion for a little bit, but I don't think there's a good way to do this. There are, let us say, 35,000 people who play all of their turns each day, and we saturate 20 megabits per second for a day. We tend to be at 20 megabits per second. So somebody figure that out. 35,000 players using, over the course of a day, 20 megabits per second. So like 20 divided by 35,000 megabits per second times however many seconds there are in a day is how many megabits of data each person uses on average. So I can't imagine it's very big, because I mean the images for the items are like less than 100 bytes usually, or less than like 300 bytes, let's say. And the text, I mean, there's a few K of text in every page load, but like not really that much. Boondog Dan says, how come muscle classes learn item production skills at level 5 but cannot use said skills before they complete the level 8 council quest? Well, that's because we have not yet put in the knob shaft. And we will, one of these days, put in the knob shaft. That'll probably be... I actually sort of forgot about this when we were writing the mining minigame that Xenophobe put together, but I need to make that so that it can look at one of two different things, depending on where you get there from, so that we can use the mining minigame in the knob shaft as well. That's almost done. I figure as soon as Xenophobe gets back into town, we'll roll that out, and it'll be something exciting for people to dick around with.
Obligatory lewd knob shaft thing.
Yeah, well, right, you know, that's the whole point.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, like, yeah, I'm going to put the knob shaft in tonight, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's tired. What can I do?
The knob shaft is tired.
Yeah.
Because of, you've been to the, you had your conjugal visit with the entire cell block.
Oh.
It's weird, you know, most people are sort of afraid of getting raped in prison. Mr. Skullhead actually goes down to the prison so that he will get raped by all the convicts.
If you go somewhere for the sole purpose of getting raped, is it possible to get raped?
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah.
Boondog Dan says, also, what is the deal with a turtle tamer? He is not what I expect a muscle-based character to be. He plays like a barbarian hippie. Why doesn't he have a reliable combat skill? Well, he does. He has the Spectral Snapper.
Just, will save your ass.
It's just not a reliable combat skill at high levels, I guess. Which we're thinking, in the new skills that we've been hammering out, the best idea we have for a high-level turtle tamer skill that isn't the swapping out a familiar mid-combat is the improved Spectral Snapper. Because that's how creative and original we are. We're just ripping ourselves off. I mean, I think of the Turtle Tamer as being like a sort of shaman class. Or maybe like the Hunter class in World of Warcraft. Or, you know, some kind of thing that has pets in some game that's not World of Warcraft. Reverend Noodleyson says, Jake, I'll give you $10 to do another sweep for the pantsless trophy today. No.
But, you know, keep haggling.
Yeah. Lost Cause says, you should tell all the whiners about the trophy to kiss or asshat and get over it.
We did, just not in so many words.
Yeah. Actually, we did in far more words than that, and more letters, too, because we don't abbreviate stuff like that.
Yeah.
XSmoothX says, hey guys, love your show. I was just wondering, when is the next Familiar of the Month going to be in place in Mr. Store, and when can we expect everything to go back to blue again? Stuff is basically going to go back to blue as it gets rebuilt and repushed out to the live servers. I don't think it's worth doing a mass push of every script just to turn things back to blue, but it'll slowly get there. The Mr. Store Familiar will be in there tomorrow. That's going to be the primary thing that we decide to work on tomorrow, I suspect. Sparks83 asking for a search in the museum for display cases, and that's just not going to happen because there's no really compelling reason to do that. Ponjo says, dear Mr. Skillhead, do you have a winter session at your college?
Well, we have, apparently during winter break, which is like 4 weeks long, you can take classes, but most of them are just internet classes and whatnot. So, yeah, but no. What's cool about our school is they always start the semester on the week that has the Martin Luther King Day holiday in it. So it's like, classes start this Monday. This Monday, holiday. Classes start on Tuesday.
DeBam says, will you make Mr. A's power go up if Canadian currency becomes more valuable than American? Yeah, you know, I totally will. And I think I need to actually edit that now because I think the exchange rate has changed pretty dramatically since I started handing those out. Armex says, so how's the item du month coming along? Will it be ready by February? Haha, smartass. Also, why aren't you sick when everybody else is? Yeah, everyone else that is working here or visiting has the friggin' plague, and I managed to avoid it this time. I never get sick when everybody else does. I just get sick when the seasons change. Like, twice a year, I end up with some horrible cold that just knocks me on my ass for a week, and that's it.
Yep.
Gorblack says, the worst thing they have in London is drive-by arguments.
That's a Family Guy thing.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. Wow, we must just be getting to the questions that came in when we started doing the show.
Yep.
The Apostrophine says, so is Jake always doing the show intro now? No, it's just that I was the one manning the broadcast console here, so I was the one who knew right when I turned the mic on. Probably next week, Mr. Skullet will be back in Flagstaff, and it'll be back to normal.
Yep.
NNFF Firebird says, are you really going to do a KOL TV show? Even just a little thingy you mail out to us? I don't think anybody wants to see that.
We could just put a webcam on one of your monitors, and he could just watch you talk.
Oh,
it would be like the Howard Stern show, only less exciting because you don't have random strippers and porn stars as your guests.
Yeah, but that would give me a good excuse to start having random strippers and porn stars show up.
True.
I'm excited to see Adam Carolla took over for Howard Stern in the market in which I live, and I'm excited to see what kind of stuff he does, given 4 or 5 hours of morning radio that's heavily censored and actually has people listening to it.
Hmm.
I would imagine it's going to be as good as his TV show, which is to say, pretty fucking horrible. But yeah, Howard Stern. When does that happen? Is he already on Sirius Radio? Like, has that started yet, or is it like sometime this week?
I thought it was sometime in the new year. Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely never going to have satellite radio, so
yeah.
I'll never know.
I could see. Yeah, no, I couldn't. I couldn't see. Like, I guess if I got a car and it came with satellite radio in addition to AM and FM and a CD player, that I might like. I'll pay $10 to see what this is like for a couple of months and then forget to cancel it.
Yeah.
That's probably the only circumstance.
I kept thinking, like, wow, you can take this anywhere you want to go, and you can just listen to all kinds of radio stations, and I don't know. I get exposed to enough new music from Radio KOL and people I know that pretty much my iPod does for me what the radio would do, only better, because I can pick the music.
Yeah, and I mean, the only reason I would get it is for, like, talk radio, and I don't spend enough time in a day listening to talk radio that I would really feel like it was worth it. My mom got, when she bought a car a couple years ago, and it came with, like, a year of free XM or Sirius satellite radio, and it was kind of cumbersome. It was like this box that, there was a home receiver for it that plugged into the stereo, and then there was a thing that you were supposed to, like, glue onto the dashboard of your car that was a holder for the little thing, and she was like, screw that, I'm not gluing something to the dashboard of this new car. So it was just, I don't know, it was... I don't see the point. Howard Stern is not enough to pull me over there. I like Howard Stern. I saw him he was interviewed on The Daily Show, like, a couple weeks ago, and that, you know, it reinforced what I already knew about him based on, like, reading and watching the movie Private Parts, is that he's a really smart guy. It's just that half of the time he's just making jokes that are, like, lowbrow for the sake of lowbrow, and I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't, you know, if you have a radio show where once a year you have somebody come in and describe their first lesbian experience, like, okay, it's a novelty and it's fun, but it's like, I don't like listening to women take their clothes off.
True.
You know, it just doesn't really do anything for me. So, like,
got political, he was really interesting for a while.
Jokes.
I really don't like the bring in random retarded or drunken people and kind of make fun of them.
Yeah.
I mean, like, morally, that's kind of questionable, but at the same time, it's also just boring.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I gotta say that Stuttering John, like, having him go out and interview people and just... Because the way that he kind of... people are inclined to pay attention to him because they feel guilty about not paying attention to him and getting through the entire sentence, and then just having him come in at the end with, you know, a question that is the real reason that he's talking to them, and it's just horrible. It's kind of funny. I mean, you know. Moonshay says, KOL totally poons Samorost. You know, what I don't get is why Samorost was, like, I want to talk, you know, say anything bad about this or disparaging, but that game is at least 4 or 5 years old. Like, I don't see why it was, like, best of the web of 2005. It's what? Oh, it's based on when the guy reviewed it. Okay, so that makes sense. How long has JS Games been around? Do you know, Riff? At least 2 years? Yeah. Okay, Bai says, it's called Tonti. I'm playing right now. Yeah, that's the guy who does Grow, his whack-a-mole game.
So the bub says he owns player number Elite. Player 31337 was an Elite Snaxor.
Ah, 31337 is what it was, yeah. Sparks83 says, Dear JNS, how does the leaderboard choose what items people collect to put up on the board each day? Is it random, or do you have a set number of items it can be? It is completely random. It looks at the display case table and only selects from the items that people actually have collections of. Yeah, it's cool. Tada says, Dear Jick, there's, not Dear Jick, just Jick, there's something stuck in your teeth. How I knew that, considering this is a radio show, is part of my mystique. That is a formidable mystique.
Wow, I don't know if the question is any good or not, but cheers to Wile E. Quixote.
Yeah, he's been sending stuff anyway. Is there any way the mall selections, checking the box and how many to show, might become an account setting so it doesn't have to be done every session? Or is it too much trouble for too little a thing? The reason that it's like that, that box used to be selected by default, but I had to change it when I made it so that the mall automatically searches for your last item again when you went in there. The thing that I should do now is decide how I want that to work and then say, hey, Xenophobe, make it work this way, because he enjoys the sort of programming problems that I don't particularly... once it gets to be actually, like, cognitive effort involved in the coding, I sort of lose interest, because I don't know. Once it gets above the level at which I'm comfortable working, I just kind of... I no longer feel like I'm accomplishing anything by figuring out some elegant code solution to something. I would rather just sit in my penthouse office and manage this company. Which is, in fact, entirely the opposite of what's true. I think it just... I don't like work, and so everything that involves any effort at all, I'm just like, yeah, fuck that. I just want to sit around and do things that are easy.
Speaking of doing things that are easy, we'll go there.
But I'm bumped.
Lost Con says, can you please make a chat room for MMG players to snivel / gloat in? I may get in trouble for this because I don't know what goes on in games right now, but it seems like that would be an ideal place to snivel and gloat about the money-making game.
Well, I think that's... they're bitching in games about all the MMG chatter suddenly invading it, and I feel like it might be cool to make an unlockable casino channel, you know? I mean, that seems like one of those things where it's like, oh, we were looking for places that would be chat channels that were associated with some place, like the Haiku Dungeon, you know, that we could work out some kind of quest for. Might not be a...
If we ever put anything else in the casino, I think that would be justified.
Arcone says, make everything red. It's lose-lose. Yes, it is.
He keeps insisting that his name is Arcon.
Yeah, I'm just not going to pronounce it that way because it's obviously written Arcone.
Mm-hmm.
If it was Arkohen, it would be Arcoin.
True. Because O-H by itself is O.
Wiley Quixote says, is the issue with the store logs not listing things in the actual order purchased fixed or fixable? If not fixed but fixable, is there any idea if/when this might be addressed? I was not aware of an issue with that, actually. Ponjos points out that the pet rock description is not working. Yeah, that's because Mr. Skullhead wasn't around to write it when I put it in, and I was like, hey, I should... I forgot. Really, a lot of the reason that stuff was missing is because one of the last things I did before I, like, locked the code to move to the new servers was those familiars, and anything that wasn't done, it was just like, screw it, I'm not gonna create like I didn't want to do all the work twice, and I didn't want to create more avenues for inconsistency or glitches there. So, and we'll take care of it.
Yeah, I'll write some haiku and whatnot. I might actually write haiku that has the proper number of syllables, because that's happening more and more frequently.
Yeah, I guess it's possible that you could do three in a row. Lilith says, did the Crimbo Fairy leave a new pile of sarcastic in your stocking? And Boza Derji Suka, I don't know what that means.
Scrotum.
What?
That was something in Russian, so.
It just means scrotum.
No, I mean scrotum is one of the Russian phrases I now know.
Oh, which means with a mole.
With a mole.
Yeah, awesome. Rave says, how come Postamancers don't get any good items in the trainer shop? They get magical mystery juice. That's a good item. The Cyclops says, the I'm good / bad at PvP trophies should not only be exclusive, but also once you get one, you should be banned from PvP forever.
Yes.
That's a great idea. He also says, back when the asymmetric staff referred to something you kept in your pants most of the time. I wouldn't say most of the time.
I wouldn't say asymmetric.
I would.
Mine is a beautiful, perfectly symmetric staff.
Yeah, and whereas mine has the curve that satisfies your mom so well. Egg White says, be able to change the familiar's name without taking it out of the terrarium. Okay, poof, I can, and so can you, by clicking that link.
That wasn't even a question. That was a statement. Yeah. Come on now.
Lost Cuz says, what format and to what addy do you want these picks sent? Less than three, Scully. Is KOL pick page accepting picks yet? I don't know. I need to talk to Thor and Adra. You know, whatever format. You know, post them on a website.
Bitmaps.
Forum PMs. Yeah, bitmaps. 16 color. So that Scully can masturbate to them like he used to when we were in high school.
Was it just that you got a VGA monitor before I had a VGA monitor?
Yeah, because I got the I had my Tandy 1000EX that I actually bought an SVGA video card for and put it in, so I suddenly was able to view everything in stunning 320 by 200 by 256.
Yeah, I fondly remember having the EGA monitor and doing my masturbating to green-skinned women.
Fineldar says, how many players have Fineldar in them? I think just one. Unless there's a tiny plastic Fineldar. XYM says, the G stands for Grafenberg. Yes, I was aware of that. Mr. Skillhead's mom taught me about that a long, long time ago.
And someday you'll hit it.
JLE says, are the Teddy Bear or Snowy Owl ever going to get familiar equipment of their own? Yes. Random Monkey says, give people that bitch about a trophy for being a little bitch.
I think that's a dangerous precedent to set.
Yeah.
Although I like what, was it Lord Pomposity suggested? Give everyone a little wine trophy that, unlike other trophies, provides an effect, which is 20 drunkenness every day at rollover.
Oh, boy. Fineldar says, the pizza guy vampire thing is from some weird TV show that I saw one episode of. The vampire orders a pizza, and when the guy comes, they eat the pizza guy. Well, no, this one was from our office, where we actually ate the pizza guy. I got a cool new laptop bag, though. Although, I should have known that this would not be very convenient, but the pizza box, the pizza bag thing, doesn't have, like, a shoulder strap. I realize it really makes no sense to encourage the pizza guy to hold your pizza vertically. So I'm kind of glad it doesn't, but yeah. Goddamn stupid pizza bag. Arcone says, what do you mean that only 40 people could get all the familiars? I have them all as far as I know, and all of them, and I am far from special or rich. No, what I'm saying is, like, anybody who doesn't have, like, a hand turkey, there are only 30 or 40 of them left in circulation. So that's how many people can start now and get all of the familiars. Fineldar says, why don't you give Radio Bugbear the shiny Bugbear trophy? I just keep forgetting it. Lilith says, by the by, how was RMAX movie? Any good? We didn't actually successfully... I think Riff's PlayStation would not play our Max movie, so nobody got to screen it today. Hot Stuff and I watched it a few weeks ago, and it was an acceptable first effort. Armac is threatening to throw an egg roll at me.
Well, there's also... They just bought a DVD player in the movie.
They did buy a DVD player, yeah, so I feel like...
it still like doesn't work, though.
No kidding.
Oh, it does?
Oh, they finally got it to play. They're waiting for our show to be over so that everyone can screen it.
Armac is Mystery Science Theater 3000 allowed during the screening of your movie? Because I don't know if I can stop. Sorry.
Oh, no. You know, I didn't realize that people on the air could hear you talking to Armac. I should have, because you got that microphone right in front of your face. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was trying to fill dead air, which didn't exist. XYM says, on what day was the kingdom founded? You know, I wish I remembered. Asymmetric.net, the last time Asymmetric.net was updated was February 11th, 2003. And that was... a few days after I put the game up. It was sometime in January. I spent like a week working on it. I got to look at my hire date for the job that I was working at when I started working on it was like December 31st. And I know that it was probably a couple weeks into the job where I just pretty much stopped paying attention to my job and started working on Kingdom of Loathing at work all day, every day. And, yeah. So, sometime in January of 2003. Tiny Plastic Bitch says, so what do you think my chances of getting accepted to your clan are? Actually, so what do Ooh think my chances of getting accepted to Clan are? I don't know, because I'm not the leader of Clan.
Is that the opposite of the Uber Clan?
Maybe, yeah.
Doesn't mean the opposite of Uber?
I don't know if that's... it's not something I learned about in German.
The Cyclops says, and I kind of agree, that we should give iSpec the pantsless trophy no matter what.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
I'm going to have to go pee again.
You are.
I have the bladder of a 12-year-old girl.
In a jar on your desk?
No, in my pants, and it's full now.
Excellent. Eggwhite says, I'll just answer some questions while you're gone.
Fair enough.
Eggwhite says, what game influenced you the most in creating KOL? Let's say Legend of the Red Dragon combined with Dragon Quest combined with, no, Dragon Court combined with Progress Quest. And Dragon Warrior 1 for the NES and Dragon's Lair. And Bruce Lee's Enter the Dragon game that was made based on... It was an Atari game. It was had Bruce Lee. Well, you couldn't really tell it was Bruce Lee because all Asians look alike. And also he was made out of 4 or 5 pixels. And what are other games with Dragon in them? Dragonfire, this Atari game. I was just talking to somebody about Dragonfire the other day. It was a... It was Armac. Right. And he figured out a way to hacksaw Dragonfire by like only halfway inserting the cartridge or something so that all of the treasures were the best. That game was really... I remember being obsessed with the actual cartridge and the manual for Dragonfire because it was this weird shiny stuff. And if you looked at it wearing 3D glasses, it just did this ridiculous like visual effect thing. I remember just putting on these 3D glasses and staring at the Dragonfire cartridge and thinking, if only I had drugs, this would be a lot more fun than playing the game, whereas now it's only a little bit more fun than playing the game. But no, I need to get an Atari emulator and download that game, because that game is friggin' fun. What other games have the word dragon in them that were influential?
Double Dragon. Did
Double
Dragon.
Yes, Double Dragon. I totally forgot. Oh, the whole structure where, you know, you fight a bunch of enemies and then some sort of boss enemy, that's lifted straight out of Double Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
And the big bald guys. Actually, the reason that I hired Mr. Skullhead to start working with me is because of the big bald guys in Double Dragon.
That's also why we kidnapped the president. No, wait, that's Bad Dudes. Sorry.
But it was Bad Dudes versus Dragon Ninja.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was the full title of the game.
The film Enter the Dragon was fairly interesting.
No, I talked about that in the Atari the Atari port of Enter the Dragon. Where,
wow.
But you couldn't tell the difference between Bruce Lee and any of the other characters because they were Asian.
Right.
Not because they were made of 6 or 8 pixels on the screen. What else? There was Dungeons and Dragons Tower of Druaga, which I played a lot of at the Spaceport, or was it Tower of Druaga, or am I thinking of some different game? There was some Dungeons & Dragons game that I played at the arcade in my freshman year of college, where I spent most of my time instead of class. Every once in a while, my friend from grade school, Bjorn, who wrote the haikus in the haiku dungeon, we'd go to class. One time we walked into the assembly, like to the auditorium where the class was, and he was like, "Where do you want to sit?" And I'm like, "Arcade."
Yeah.
I just left. Went to the arcade. Then we both failed out of college, and he joined the Army.
Did he seriously join the Army?
He did. He joined the Army for a while, yeah.
Jesus.
And then he was like, "What, this sucks," and figured out a way to get, like, a hardship discharge by making a boat really, really stiff.
Wow.
I've discharged some stuff from my hard ship into your mom's port last night, and then she drank it. It was gross.
Yeah. Tawny. Hey, Stifler, how was the Tawny port? That was the upscale version of American Pie, which was like American
the
souffle.
Version.
There's a new American Pie movie that went straight to DVD.
Yeah, I saw that. Bandcamp. Yeah. Rudd says, "You should go to that pizza guy's shop dressed as vampires and totally fuck with him. Do you watch The Simpsons?" Somehow one thought. Yes, we should, and yes, we do. Fineldar says, "Pilot Wings was an awesome game. Glaxor almost beat it." Shaggy says, and this is a good point, "Mr. Skillhead, read the traffic cone, but you can buy one." No, that is not a good point, because the traffic cones are untradeable.
Well, what people were saying is, like, we're used to there being items that are given out randomly.
Oh, they were bison, says Fineldar, and it happened to Captain Kapow.
Right. Yeah. You know, that really confused me, because Fineldar said Pilot Wings was an awesome game, Glaxar almost beat it, and the next line of text is off. That's from someone else, so I don't think they've landed.
Yeah. Leader Yoshi says, "Where do we send out pantsless pictures to if it gives us a slight chance to the trophy?" Mr. Skullhead's forum PMs.
Yeah, it gives you absolutely no chance at the trophy.
No chance of getting the trophy, but
it's just for your edification and mine.
Monty Python says, "Make Scully admit he would shift into Gene Shalit." What? Oh, if he was a shapeshifter.
Oh. Right? Yeah.
My entire knowledge of Gene Shalit comes from some Mad Magazine thing I read when I was like 11 years old, and I had no idea who Gene Shalit was.
He's kind of the holy ghost of film reviewers. You got like Roger Ebert and Leonard Maltin and Gene Shalit. I guess
I know who Leonard Maltin is.
He's he sucks. I don't know why. I really like Roger Ebert for some reason. I read his reviews and I respect him as a man. I think he's kind of hot.
Yeah,
I almost said Leonard Cohen, which Leonard Cohen movie reviews I would totally be into.
Yeah.
That movie was kind of lousy. That would be like seven verses. It would be awesome.
Yeah, none of them would rhyme. My dad was a big Leonard Cohen fan. I never exactly got it.
I like that one song. I like two Leonard Cohen songs, but in cover form, because his voice is just hard to take.
And yet you like Tom Waits.
Yeah, I mean, his voice isn't just needlessly deep. It's, you know, it's kind of like if I walked around talking like this, you know. Tom Waits' voice just is kind of gravelly.
Yeah, but do you think Leonard Cohen was, like, faking that lowness?
Totally.
Well, I mean, did you ever hear any Leonard Cohen spoken word or anything?
I heard an interview and he's like, "Yeah, you know, back when I wrote Hallelujah."
I forget the name of the Leonard Cohen song that I like. It's like a woman's name, and it's got some stuff about Jesus in it. Because, you know, I like stuff about Jesus. In fact, I think we're going to go out on that song, because it's depressing.
I don't want to start the fire again, but, man, your music collection, the way it's organized.
It's called Suzanne, yeah. And what the fuck is wrong with my music collection? It doesn't have enough meatloaf in it, you douchebag.
The organization. It's like, I have one folder, iTunes Music. I click on that. All of the artists that I have songs from are in there. in alphabetical order.
Here's the deal. I have the MP3s that I collected before I started ripping my own CDs in one folder. I have all of my ripped CDs in a directory that's... look, Skip Rick and Grunge are leaving because we're lame. Bye, Skip Rick and Grunge. Sorry for being so lame. Anyway, and there's the other one, the full albums directory, which is the names of artists, and in those folders are the names of their albums, just like goddamn iTunes would do it. I got a new iPod for Christmas, so I had to install iTunes on here, and it was like, the first thing that it did was like pop up a dialog box. Hey, can I fuck up your entire hard drive? And I was like, no thanks.
Yeah, it's a box that says, hey, can I take all your music and put them in some semblance of order? And I wish you would have clicked it.
I don't want iTunes taking all of my music that does not have ID3 tags and just dumping it all into one place.
I guess, yeah, that would be really confusing, but the way I got around that was fixing all of my ID3 tags.
Oh, well, yeah, but
you don't have to kick me.
Sorry. I don't have, I just kicked Mr. Skullhead under the desk in there. It was kind of hot.
It's like a violent game of footsie.
Kind of have a boner.
Wow.
Di Vernon says, why don't the dead guys watch your Imitation Nice Watch say plus X Adventures at Rollover? Because I just haven't remembered to actually put that in there. Watch enchantment values. I will watch the enchantment values. Jedi Coconut says, just a thought, with all the holidays and crap, why not change the picture of the adventurer on the front page to suit the holiday? Like for New Year's, you could give him a party hat, etc. That's a lot of work.
I always thought that was, I don't know, the first time I saw that on Google, I thought, yeah, that's really cool. And then as holidays progressed, I thought, yeah, that's kind of lame.
Well, I mean, I like it about Google because it's like, you know, I became aware of Leonardo da Vinci's birthday because, I like the things that they select to do. I mean, there's the gimmies like Christmas and Halloween and all that stuff. But. Indigo says Onan was in Genesis.
So what, before Peter Gabriel?
Peter Gabriel, yeah.
There is a, there's a heavy metal band called Leviticus.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Damn it. Are they a Christian heavy metal band? Onanism, the term derived from Genesis 38, 9 through 10, in which in traditional Christian usage is designated both masturbation and unnatural intercourse between a man and a woman. Unnatural intercourse between a man and a woman.
I think sex in the ass is completely natural.
Well, yeah.
Especially when it's your ass.
I mean, it's a natural ass. And when you do it to me, you make me feel like a natural woman.
Hmm.
Uriel3CA says, hey, JNS, two quick questions. What is your favorite Stephen King book, and what is your favorite movie based on one of his books? I would say that with the exception of the Dark Tower series, my favorite Stephen King book is Firestarter.
Twisted Firestarter?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Oh, God. When you get right down to it,
got an answer?
This is not going to get any easier, you people snickering. I don't know. I've read every single Stephen King book that I could get my hands on, which, yeah. I've read all of them. Desperation, actually, I thought was fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I didn't really like either of those two books at all, Desperation or The Regulators. Yeah. Especially The Regulators. Like, I just thought that was kind of...
bizarre.
Yeah.
The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon, actually, was really good.
That's one that I've not yet read.
Although I should... Actually, no. It's Misery or Pet Sematary. Misery is the only one that I've read cover to cover in one setting, because it was that compelling.
Huh.
And the Misery movie is... probably the
that,
best.
Yeah, that.
Stephen
you
King
know, I
movie.
Hadn't thought of that, but yeah, I would say that that is the best. I mean, I don't know if it's because, unlike most Stephen King books, Misery is not set up in such a way that it just can't really end.
Yeah.
In a satisfactory way, like it's just a relatively straightforward story. I mean, I suppose like Gerald's Game, is also like that. It like doesn't really tackle any universal issues. It's just something horrible happening to somebody. But.
The Needful Things actually wasn't a bad movie, though.
I hadn't thought of that one either. Yeah, that was pretty good. Needful Things was a good book. I don't know, it's hard to... Firestarter is the one that I've read the most times of anything, just because something about it I just really, really like.
The one that scared me the most was probably Pet Sematary.
Definitely Shining.
Like, yeah?
The Shining is the only book I've ever read, period, that scared me.
That's weird, because it really didn't get to me.
It was only the part with the corpse lady in the shower. Yeah. But that's just so, like, my... this is when I think maybe your parents had the right idea. Like, I watched the Kubrick version of The Shining with my parents when I was, like, 6 or 7.
Yeah.
It just really, like, it just scared the fuck out
of me. So when you were the age of the protagonist?
Yeah, yeah, and it was like...
And it just taught you people your age.
To this day, I cannot piss without making sure that corpse lady is not in the shower of whatever bathroom I'm in. Which is why I hate places. I go places with those, like, elaborate, like, shower curtains and the shower liner and the shower, you know, spikes that jut out if you don't touch the tiles in the right order before you try and get into their shower.
Yep.
And it just always messes me up. And I always feel like an asshole. I feel like I'm snooping into somebody's medicine cabinet because I, like, was going to, like, look into the shower, make sure that fucking corpse lady's not there.
So the next con that we are going to be at is probably the Meet Me in St. Louis. If you work in the movie industry and you have access to a lifelike, full-size female corpse, I'll let you know what room we're in.
If anybody ever does that to me, I will fucking kill them. Because, you know, I can see why somebody would think that would be funny, but nope, not funny. Not funny, you cocksuckers. Yeah, it is.
Okay, then.
I was scared of Freddy Krueger when I was a kid, but I was also kind of obsessed with Freddy Krueger, so I watched the Nightmare on Elm Street movies just over and over and over again. But, that Shining...
Didn't you and I watch Freddy's Dead?
Yeah, I think we went to the theater and saw one of the last ones, yeah.
God damn, that was awful. Did you ever see the new Nightmare?
Wes Craven's new Nightmare?
Yeah.
No, the movie about them making a movie about Freddy Krueger.
It's,
I think I read the book about the guy writing the book about writing the screenplay.
Well, see, I told you
about the movie. Yeah.
I told you about the guy writing the book in which he was writing the book about the movie of the book, and then he got attacked by Freddy, so he couldn't finish the book.
Cole Modi wants us to point out that he's going to be on air live with Al Bassoon right after we give him the handoff. And, right after we give each other the hand job, which we do at the end of the show every week.
He asks us
usually it's a telekinetic, spooky action at a distance hand job.
Mm-hmm. He asks us to point out that Allie just got her nipple pierced, so,
Ouch.
Allie.
Picking your nose and eating it, says Shaggy, is immune boosting. Is that how people avoid getting sick? No. I pick my nose and roll it around in my fingers until it's, like, nice and solid, and then I throw it in the trash can. That's what I do.
I use a Kleenex.
What?
Yeah.
XYM says, the name of the bald dude was Adobo. Isn't that some kind of chocolate sauce or something?
I got the Adobo Photoshop suite, but it turned out it was just a really bad black market thing.
C-Sparks, as it says, the corpse lady in the shower scared the hell out of me, too. I have to keep the shower curtain open. Solidarity, man. Ah, boy. Oh, Jill Buff says, you probably won't get down to this message, but the Samaras reviewed at JS Games is Samaras 2. Oh, I did not know that there was a Samaras 2, and I'm going to have to play that. Because Samaras was really interesting.
Oops. Looks like we put a mariage in the Valentine drop-down.
Oh, did we?
Or maybe a Mariach.
Mariach. Isn't that don't you know we're riding on the Mariach Express?
Yes.
It's taking you to Mariach. All right, well, I think, play this Leonard Cohen song and do the handoff, because KMD is champing at the bit to go on the air with Al Bassoon and entertain y'all like some sons of bitches.
Wow, the show goes so much faster when I'm sitting here watching the magic happen.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, kids, I'll see you Thursday. Mr. Scully will see you when?
I will probably be on my Wednesday show. Not 100% sure, but most likely.
And we'll both see you 1 week from today.
Indeed.
Actually, 1 week minus 2 hours from right this moment.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night beside her, and you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength. And she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind. And you know she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind. And you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand, and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from the Salvation Army counter, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. And she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning. They are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind. And you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.